We're going to hear more now about that unusual seizure of AP call logs by the Justice Department. I talked with Stephen Aftergood, who studies government secrecy policy at the Federation of American Scientists, where he also writes a blog called Secrecy News.
What makes this case unusual and possibly unprecedented is its broad scope and the loose definition of the investigation. They were effectively placing entire Associated Press bureaus under surveillance. And the work not only of reporters who might have been covering national security was being monitored, but effectively everything that a large number of reporters and editors might have been working on.
You said they were being monitored. If I understand this right, this was a seizure of records after the fact, months after the phone calls would have been made.
That's correct. And the phone calls themselves were not monitored. Rather, it was the records of who was calling whom at what time and for how long.
Well, what are the boundaries of what records the Justice Department can seize from news organizations, and in this case, without notice?
Well, the law recognizes there are First Amendment considerations at stake here. And for that reason, a subpoena to a reporter is supposed to be the last choice. Government investigators are supposed to see if the information they're seeking can be voluntarily obtained. They are supposed to alert the news organization that the monitoring or surveillance is occurring, unless that would interfere with the investigation, and then they have to notify them after the fact. And they have to get the concurrence or approval of the Attorney General himself.
We heard Attorney General Holder today say that this leak put the American people at risk. So does a national security concern perceived by the Justice Department mitigate the First Amendment concerns and rights that we're talking about here?
I don't think so. This is an extraordinary incursion on the operation of the news media. If it is taken as the new normal, it could be a crippling blow to freedom of the press in this country.
Stephen Aftergood, can you put this investigation into the leak to the Associated Press in the broader context of the Obama administration's pursuit of leaks and leakers?
We have had more prosecutions of accused leakers in the Obama administration than in all previous administrations put together.
How many are we talking about?
We're talking about six in the Obama years as compared to three or so in the past.
Worth pointing out, though, that some of those prosecutions that the Obama administration is now carrying out were cases that were inherited from the previous administration.
That's true, yes.
There's also been pressure on the Obama administration coming from Congress, from both Democrats and Republicans, to pursue these cases, to go after leakers.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, you might think that given the aggressive posture of the administration, that Congress would say, wait a minute, slow down, think about what you're doing. Instead, Congress has said, speed up. We want the heads of leakers on a platter. Last year, Congress came frighteningly close, in my opinion, to enacting new penalties and new restrictions on government activities that were intended to combat leaks. So all of the political pressure coming from Congress has been to become even more aggressive.
Stephen Aftergood specializes in government secrecy policy with the Federation of American Scientists. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.